Number 10. Summary. Using the trick of Liza and Vivian, it was really possible to communicate using the transmission of data using multiple arrows, TDMA. All the activities could be summarized as follows. The king of BS told his message to Samuel Cody.
Data input at high data rate.
Samuel Cody looked for the words in the codebook to find the corresponding numbers.
Speech encoding for data reduction.
The digits of the numbers were given to Charles Cody, who created a digit sequence out of them, with more than double digits using his algorithm.
Channel encoder for error protection.
Afterwards, the digit sequence was written sequentially in the rows of a table and shouted column-wise to Airy Inter.
Interleaving.
Airy wrote the sequences on the paper 6 digits first, then a space with a dot, and then the next 6 digits.
Burst building.
Afterwards, Airy attached the paper to the arrow and shot it across the disturbing channel.
RF transmission.
On the other side, the arrows were pulled out of the river and then dried.
RF receive.
Now Liza and Vivian estimated the likeliest sequence from the paper.
Maximum likelihood sequence estimation, MLSE, equalizer, using Viterbi algorithm.
The estimate was written column by column in the table, and the digits of the rows were sent to Vivian Turby. They estimated the original sequence and corrected the errors.
Channel decoding.
Finally, the words were decoded using a copy of Samuel Cody's dictionary, codebook.
Speech decoder.
Finally, the message could be presented to the king of MS.
Speech output.
Big solitude, and mostly silence, communicated for a short time in this way, but after some time everybody, especially Vivian Turby and Liza equally, got very tired of all the necessary estimations. So they stopped the TDMA system, and big solitude and mostly silence remained what they were.
But fortunately, the grand ideas of the TDMA system were not forgotten. Some centuries later, engineers found a miraculous tiny machine that could do all the tasks described above, the digital baseband processor. And this is the reason that today BS and MS can continuously communicate in PLNM. And if not, a different system called Communicating Data Using Millions of Very Tiny Arrows, or CDMA, will take over, and they will still communicate.
The end.